The seventh section is also establishes the same fact. What is the fact? What has been already said is reinforced again. Especially these two things. Annamayaha pranaha. Annamayam manaha. Apomayaha pranaha. Annamayam manaha. Apomayaha pranaha. What does it mean? Annamayam manaha. Mind is nothing but the product of the subtle aspect of the food, which the solid food we have consumed, which is nothing but the product of earth element. Then the prana we have enjoyed, nothing but product of the subtle aspect of the water we drink. This idea, this fact is reinforced again in this seventh section. But here, this is say presented in a different way. See, when you say manaha, annamayam manaha means what? Annamayam manaha means the mind is the product of this, or formed of the subtle aspect of the solid food we eat. And the solid food we eat is nothing but the modified form of the earth element. Similarly, the pranas are nothing but subtle aspect of the water we drink, which is the water element. Therefore, we can say the mental power, the mental energy, we can say manovīryam, manashaktihi manovīryam, the mental power, the power of mind. Okay, the mental power, the mental energy, we can say, is called manasamathyam. Manasamathyam, manovīryam. What is manovīryam? The mental power is nothing but the product of the subtle aspect of the solid food we eat. And here, this mental power alone later on becomes divided into different other subtle powers also. What are the other subtle powers? The power of seeing, the power of hearing, the power of smelling, the power of taste, the power of touch. All the five subtle sense powers. And all the power, subtle powers of organs of actions. All the subtle powers, actually one mental power, one manasamarthyam, one manovīryam, only one mental power alone becomes divided into various other different subtle powers. So the different human faculties, they're all actually one mental power alone becomes various other faculties also. That is said here. Therefore, every human being is said to be shodasha kalaha purushaha. Purushaha shodasha kalaha. Purushaha shodasha kalaha. Actually, the kala means the digit of the moon. The digit of the moon is called kala. An author is called kala. But here, the digit of the moon. The moon, actually, from a new moon, every day there will be waxing of the moon. and one digit will be increasing, and on the full moon day, the more digits of the moon, as the moon is waxing, the more digits of the moon are there, the brighter the moon will be, and it will go to whatever become a full moon, then there will be 16, no 15 digits will be there, and then there will be full moon, the brightest moon, the most powerful moon. And when the moon starts waning, there'll be every day there'll be it become no the less number of digits, then it become less and less powerful. There'll be the light will be becoming dim and dim. Then finally there'll be only there won't be light at all. There'll be new moon. So that waxing and waning of the moon, how the digits, as they increase, they become brighter. As they become less, the moon becomes, light becomes dim. In the same way here, if we consume food well, then one mental energy alone becomes what? In the form of all the powers, the thinking, the feeling, the knowing, the understanding, seeing, hearing, all the powers all these powers. When we eat well, then we can see all of them are brighter. The seeing, bright seeing power, we are very bright. We can see well, we can hear well, we can think well, we can remember well, we can recognize well, we can, you know, speak well, we can do everything well. When you are stronger and healthier, when you are more energetic, when all the powers are there. So when we don't eat enough, then you can see slowly, if we drink only water, pranas will be there. Because we're eating, if we're drinking water, we don't eat at all. We only drink water, pranas will be there. But still, you won't be energetic at all. You can't see well, hear well, smell well. You can't remember anything. You cannot think properly. Because no energy. If you stop drinking water also, pranas also will go. But for just to have pranas, you have to keep on drinking water. But if you eat well, not only the prana will be energetic also. That is actually said, presented here. Let us read this. If food is consumed well, then if we have what now? If you have enough food, mind is strong, powerful. All the powers are there. All the faculties are powerful. Then there is proper life. When the food is not enough, eaten enough, then all the faculties become weaker and there's no power. That is beautifully said here in this. And the teacher says, first the teacher tells him, "Hey Somya, Purushaha Shodasha Kalaha." Look at the section, first mantra. "Hey Somya, Purushaha Shodasha Kalaha." A human being is called Shodasha Kalaha. He is endowed with this, you know, Shodasha Kalaha. The 16. The powers are here. The five pranas, actually mind, and the 10 subtle powers, all of them together we have what now? 16. Shodasha kalaha. And he says, panchadasha ahani ma ashihi. May you not eat for 15 days. Okay? Who tells? The teacher tells his student, Panchadasha, 15. ahani days. 15 days ma ashihi means what now? May you not eat or don't eat. Just he wants to teach for you to know the fact it is the mental power alone becomes divided into all the faculties, all the powers of all the faculties. You need to know that. And what is mental power? What is manovīryam, manasamartyam? The mental power is nothing but the food energy, isn't it? The subtle aspect of the solid food we eat alone becomes mental power. The mind, and that alone becomes what? All other powers. Therefore, he says, he wants to make it very clear. So may you not eat for 15 days. Panchadasha ahani ma ashihi. Don't eat. Kamam apaha piba. Kamam means as much as you want. Kamam is a expression which means as much as you want. Yatheshtam vendumengindra alavirku. Yatheshtam kamam apaha piba. May you drink water. You drink water as much as you want, but don't eat for 15 days. Don't eat any food for 15 days. No, which means what? You be only on water diet, okay? Just only have water. You can drink as much water as you want, but don't eat any food for 15 days. Panchadashahani ma ashihi. Ma ashihi. Don't eat. But drink as much water as you want. So that apomayaha pranaha na vichetsyata, vichetsyate, pibataha na vichetsyate. For the person who is drinking water, see, pibataha means for the person who is drinking water, pranas will not get cut off. Pranas will continue to be there. Suppose you ask the question, if I don't drink water at all, what will happen? I tell you, if you don't drink water at all, then prana also will go. So here he says, if you drink only water as much, drink as much water as you want, but don't eat any food for 15 days, then he says the pranas will not get cut off. The pranas will continue to be there because prana is what? Apomayaha pranaha. Prana is the product of the water element only. Because you're drinking water, the subtle aspect of the water you are drinking will contribute for the maintenance of the prana. So prana will be there. Prana will not go. Okay. So drink water. So pranas will be there. You will not die. So the teacher says, I am not really interested in killing you. I don't want you to die. Let the pranas be there. Okay. So you will survive. You will survive. But you will be useless, okay, without food. So drink water. The prana happens to be the product of subtle aspect of the water element. Therefore, the prana will not go away. Na vichetsyate means what? Prana vichetsyate. Na vichetsyate means prana will not get cut off. Prana will continue to be there. So you will survive, you will not die. It's only an experiment here. The experiment is presented for what? For you to know how all your faculties draw their energy from the mind, and the mind itself is what? Mind draws its energy from what? Only the food which you consume. It's an experiment, okay? Don't eat for 15 days. Drink only water. Finally, you will learn the lesson. What will the lesson you learn? That we have to understand here. Then the teacher tells, the student follows. He remains, he starves for 15 days. He drinks only water. He does not eat for 15 days. And after 15th day, what happens? Look at this. There is said in the next mantra. Saha panchadasha ahani. Panchadasha ahani na asha. That student, as instructed by the teacher, did not eat for 15 days. Panchadasha ahani. Are you all following? Panchadasha ahani. Panchadasha, you can raise see after me, actually read after me. Panchadasha ahani, 15 days. Ahaha means day. Ahani means days. 15 days, na asha. He did not eat anything. Then, atha, afterwards, ha enam upasasada. He came to the teacher. And the teacher must have asked him what, okay, you have come back now, come on, let me hear your chanting of Rig Veda mantra or Yajur Veda mantra. Let me hear your chanting. Come on, chant. There is not mentioned in the mantra, Upanishad mantra, I am just telling, okay. And the student is telling, look at what the student is telling. Kim bravimi boho, what can I say? What can I say? Iti richaha somya yajumshi samani iti. Hey Somya, O beloved student, may you chant mantras from this Veda, okay? Rigveda mantras, Yajurveda mantras, Sama mantras, may you recite. The teacher tells the student. And student is now telling Saha Uvacha. The Saha Uvacha, there the student is telling Saha Uvacha Navai Ma Pratibanti. None of the mantras now remain in my mind. No mantra remains in my mind. No mantra occurs in my mind. Nothing comes to my memory. Unnus thonamatengu. Okay? Where are the required mantras? He has by heart everything. Which means, he does not remember any of the mantras. He is not able to chant anything. He is not able to recollect any of the mantras. He has forgotten them or what? No, nothing. Meaning the buddhi does not work. Intellect does not work. He has memorized everything for ages. Now nothing occurs. What happened? 15 days he has not eaten. As a result of which, he is not able to remember and recite, recollect anything now. That he says. So, ma pratibhanti, navai ma pratibhanti. Pratibhanti, you know, my God, nothing comes to my mind. Ondrum thondravillai. Nothing occurs in my mind. That is because he is very weak. What happens? If we stop eating, then there's no the mental energy. Then there can't be any other energy also. You cannot see, you cannot hear, you cannot think, you cannot smell, taste, you cannot move about, which means that's why that one power alone becomes every, all the powers, all the faculties function because of the function of the mind, and for which there must be consumption, one must consume food. That is revealed here, which means the pranas also, all these faculties of the human being also are nothing but elementals. Ultimately they are all elemental products only. This is revealed here. So we'll see, we'll continue with this in the next class. So here the idea is, if we eat, then just as there is waxing of the moon, then all your faculties become brighter, sharper and powerful. If we don't eat, all your faculties become weaker, less powerful, then powerless, like the waning moon. So what makes up, like, you can be like a waxing moon or you can be like a waning moon also, in keeping with how you eat, how much you eat, what you eat. And in the following lesson, in the following mantra, Upanishad gives one more example. Without reading the mantra, I'll let you give you the example first, then I will read from next week, I will conclude it. Or tomorrow I can do the class if you're all available. See, this Anvaya Vyatireka, you have to remember. If we consume food, then all our faculties are healthier and powerful and stronger. If we don't consume food, mind and all their faculties will be weaker and powerless. So this is when the Upanishad says first, if we don't eat for 15 days, you see everything becomes powerless and weaker means what? That is Vyatireka. And we eat everything, you're powerful, it is Anvayaha. Food is eaten, all the faculties are powerful, Anvaya. The food is not eaten, all the faculties become weak and powerless, Vyatireka. If it is there, it is there. If it is not there, it is not there. This is what Anvaya Vyatireka, isn't it? So here, the actual lesson is, even the Adhyatmika Srishti, when it is discussed, it is made very clear, all our faculties are also, they're subtle, they're not gross. Like seeing power or your mind, intellect, very subtle, but they're all actually nothing but elemental products. The elements in the consumption of food, they contribute for the formation of your mind, the pranas and the speech. Not only that, the mind, mental power alone becomes all other faculties also, they're all food, elemental products only. This is the idea conveyed here. And for which Upanishad gives a different way of presents the teaching here. One more thing it says, if there is a fire, if you add fuel to the fire, that fire again burns well, it becomes brighter and more powerful, it can burn anything. The fire becomes more powerful fire, it has the capacity to burn anything, only when you add fuel to the fire. Then it can radiate its heat and light also to much far distance. Suppose if you don't add fuel to the fire, well, fire becomes what? Less powerless fire. It cannot burn anything and even slowly get put off also. Don't add fuel to the fire and it cannot radiate its heat and light to far, much far. When you add fuel to the fire, it becomes brighter. Not only it reveals its existence, it's capable of revealing everything else other outside, everything else also. But when the fuel is not added, slowly the power becomes very powerless and slowly it gets put off. That example is given by the Upanishad itself in the next mantra, which you will see in the next class. Om பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.